The reason I wanted to do it this way, and I really thank Jed and the both choirs for what they'll be doing for us in just a moment here, but I wanted to let you take a look at everybody up here because I think this is a good view of what our church is, part of what our church is really all about. It's about all of us doing things together, whatever our age is, whatever class you may be in down there, or people going on in here. I know most Sundays you've got the adults in here, and all of you are down there in your classrooms, right? But we're really all part of one, we're all part of one group here. And there are times when we can come together and do these kinds of things, and I think this tells us, as I say, what our church is really about, and our Sunday school is an important piece of it too. I want to say a little something about that. If you can think back, hard for me to do, probably hard for you to do too, but this time, this spring, this month, 180 years ago, people were just finishing up building this building so that the people could come in and have their service in June of 1827. 180 years ago, they were finishing up this building here. And at that time, there was no building over there, part of the cemetery. There was nothing over here. It was just this church. So you kind of wonder, how did they do Sunday school? All we had was this building. Well, it took them about, as I read this little booklet, this is a book about the history of our church, it took them a little while, about another 8 or 9 years, to get a Sunday school going after everybody had moved into here. And I wondered what they did, and so I read through, I thought, well, what do you do? They got no building over here, they got nothing over there, they just got this building. But what they did was the Sunday school class met before the Sunday service, and it says here in this book about it, it says, they gathered in little groups about the church, the teacher in front of them. Kind of hard to imagine. Little clumps of probably up on the balcony, back up here. Can you imagine having their Sunday school classes? Of course, at that time, all they were able to do was build this building. But as time went along, they just said, look, you guys are just as important to the church as the people who meet in here. So about 100, some time later, they built this building, and the classes were held up in the auditorium where some of you are painting your houses now. And they had to put little partitions up there so they could divide that room up so the classes could meet. And then they said, that's not really good enough either, because you guys are as important as everybody else. And so they put this building up over here, so you could have your classrooms. So I want you to remember that as this church went along, decided it was important to have a Sunday school as it is to go here, and so they built other buildings for you. So now I'm going to let you, back to what I started, since you guys, these folks, we're all part of one church family here. It's all very important. So let's listen to these folks, all of them, sing together before you go on to your class. Okay? I'm going to sit over here too.